The evening was drawing in. Dark clouds rolled overhead, and ominous specks of rain were making themselves felt in the hot, sticky, tropical twilight. It was not the ideal start to the evening. 500 relatives and friends had gathered in the Obama ancestral home to watch the inauguration of their most famous son as President of the United States. We were all sitting in the courtyard of the family compound in Kobama, a remote village in western Kenya, and the heavens looked as if they were about to open. Some of the people had walked several miles to get here, and many of them were related to the president-elect either through birth or by marriage. We had less than 2 hours to go before Barack Obama took his historic oath of office, but the inclement weather and encroaching darkness were not the worst of our problems. We still had no television, the only generator to be found had no fuel or oil, and there was no aerial set up to receive the broadcast. Everything had seemed so simple and straightforward the previous day when I sat down with the village committee, the Kenyans love their committees, to discuss their preparations for the celebrations. Yes, there would be 3 televisions for people to watch and 3 generators to power them. The trees around the compound would be strung with 100-watt electric bulbs, so we would have plenty of light. They would slaughter a cow and several goats, and they welcomed my offer to bring 12 crates of soft drinks, but definitely no beer, as they were all Seventh-day Adventists. The small village of Kobama lies just outside of Kendu Bay, itself a small township on the shores of Lake Victoria, in the western province of Nyanza. Kobama is home to dozens of families, all of them related in one way or another to the recently elected president. Like many small villages in this part of Kenya, the ancestral name takes the prefix K to denote the family homestead. Despite this clear indicator of the family's presence, Kobama had been largely ignored by the international press since the election of Barack Obama. Journalists and television crews had all headed to Nyangoma Kogelo, also called simply Kogelo, a small village on the opposite side of Winnem Gulf and home to Sarah Obama, known as Mama Sarah, step-grandmother to the president-elect. And so here I was in Kobama on the eve of the presidential inauguration with not a journalist in sight, nor even another Mzungu, white man in Swahili. I had my suspicions why Kogelo had attracted all the attention of the world's press, but I didn't get confirmation of the real reason until some time later. Meanwhile, although the party in Kobama was in full swing, there was still no sign of a television set. I tracked down a couple of empty fuel cans and I sent our van off to buy some petrol for the generator, but that had not materialized either. Although Africa has always been one of my favorite places to visit, working here is not without its challenges. The Luo, Obama's African tribe, are known for being easygoing and generous and had received nothing but help and support from them. But they also had a reputation for, among other things, talking big and doing very little. With little more than an hour to go before darkness fell over Kobama, my luck began to change. Not 1, but 2 televisions suddenly arrived. The first was one of the TVs promised by the organizers, and it made its entrance balanced precariously on a wheelbarrow. Then came the 2nd television, which I'd previously negotiated to hire for the evening from a neighbor. The van came back with fuel, and within minutes, the little Honda generator spluttered into life, and the televisions lit up into a grainy image. Perhaps we would be able to watch the historic inauguration after all.